Now, a man from Anstey is joining Paralympic champion Libby Clegg for a very special challenge. Chris Hammond from Anstey is visually impaired. He will be joined by Libby for the Vista Firewalk. That's a fundraising event for the local sight loss charity that takes place in a month's time at Loughborough University, Shirley Pierce Place. Loughborough's Paralympic champion Libby Clegg, who is registered blind, is joining Chris for the Firewalk Challenge. And this is what she had to say.
But basically, it's walking on fire on hot coals. To be honest, I'm a bit nervous about it. And obviously, it's really safe, otherwise they wouldn't let us do it. So I'm not 100% sure what to expect myself, but I'm signed up. So there's no specific training required. All you need to do is go to the vistablind.org.uk website to sign up. Vistas are my local sight loss charity. They support people in the community in Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland. And it's really important for me to support a local charity because I can see the direct impact that they have on the people that they support. Not only obviously I work for them, but I'm also like an ambassador for them as well. And I want to be able to shout about their services because they deliver so many incredible things to so many people. And it's not just supporting people with sight loss as well. They help a lot with sight loss prevention because there is a lot of preventable conditions and things that you can do by like regularly getting your eyes checked to make sure that you prevent losing your sight long term.
Well, Chris, who is being joined by Libby on the Vista Firework, joins me now. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
So tell us about this challenge and how you've been preparing for it.
The challenge, I think, is really exciting because as soon as I saw the word challenge on the email that went out saying, did anybody want to do it? I thought, oh, this is sounding interesting. And it's great because it's going to mean that visually impaired people, family and friends of visually impaired people can all have a go. It's something that's for everybody. I mean, there's like 7,000 people on the that are registered visually impaired in Leicestershire and Rutland. So most people are going to know somebody. So it's a worthwhile cause. It's a worthwhile event. So anybody can have a go at it. I mean, I've not done it before. I've had a brief look at what it's like, but it's just going to be on the day and see how we're described how to do it. Because obviously, visually impaired people that are going to do it rely on description. So the organisers, you know, it's a bit of a challenge for them in one respect because you don't know how often they deal with a group of visually impaired people. So that sort of thing is always good because it sort of makes other people aware of the challenges that we face each day.
It does sound quite tough. How are you feeling about taking it on?
Well, every day is sort of a bit of a... There's often a challenge every day with visual impairment for something. So it's just... It's not just another day, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to seeing how different people cope with it because there's obviously going to be different ways that people are going to do it. Or they're just walking on hot coals. You know, I use a long cane. I'm obviously not going to be able to use that, so I'm going to have to find a different way of getting from one end to the other. Some people may have... I know there's one girl that signed up. She's got a guide dog. Well, that's going to be different. So it's going to be fascinating. I'm really looking forward to it.
So tell us about your condition, Chris, and your own support that you've received through Vista.
So I've been blind in the right eye since I was around 18. And then gradually over the years, my left eye has now deteriorated. I've got glaucoma in the left eye. So I've been registered sight severely impaired for around 6 years now. So when that happened, I was put in touch with the rehabilitation team at Vista, and they helped me through guiding me on the journey, like to tell me how things were going to happen and gave me advice and lots of booklets and put me in touch with certain people. And then I've now gradually built up a large group of very reliable friends who I can go to for help and advice, and Vista are there as well, you know, for anything that I need. So it's it's very supportive.
So remind us when and where you're going to be doing this again.
So this is on Saturday, May the 28th at Loughborough University at the Shirley Pierce Square. If anybody wants to join us and get involved, you can go to www.vistablind.org.uk. There's a Just Giving page. This has got Vista Firewalk, and if anybody would like to make a donation, there's a Just Giving page, or there's the office phone number, which is 0116 249 8839, if anybody likes to get involved that way. So yeah, it should be great.
If someone wants to support you in particular, how can they do that? Or is it the same page?
Same page, if anybody wants to. Yeah, it's all on there. Yeah, the different people's names will be on there who are doing it, and people can just support whoever they want or get involved themselves. I mean, the more the merrier. The more people we can get down there, obviously, the more it's going to spread the word about what we're doing, and more people can see how visually impaired people cope with things like that. Because it's going to, I think it's going to be a fascinating day. I can't wait.
The best of luck, Chris, and thank you for your time this morning.